5.
What's on your mind? Tuesday edition of the program. We're continuing our conversation with Clay Jenkinson. Clay is an author. He is a writer. He is a what I would call an academic. Now, turn your mic on right there.
I have been an academic. I'm kind of a public scholar now, but yeah.
Kind of a thinker, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, academics kind of think for a living, I think, right?
Well, they're paid to do research and to teach, right?
Yeah, exactly right. But you are a North Dakotan.
From Dickinson.
And born in Minot, raised in Dickinson, educated at the University of Minnesota. Now, that I have to give you a little grief about.
Why would that be?
A gopher with all these fine institutes of higher learning right within the confines of the great state of North Dakota?
Well, my father and mother were both from Minnesota, Fergus Falls and Detroit Lakes. They said they would send me to any university I wanted to go to, and I fell in love with the University of Minnesota.
I just have that fun, long-standing rivalry between the University of North Dakota and the University of Minnesota in mind, so I couldn't miss
it. Well, at that time, the University of Minnesota had 54,000 students, and UND and NDSU were just beginning their great growth phase.
What is U of M now?
Under that now. It's come down a little, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's not what it used to be. It in Ohio were the largest universities in the country. I was just at Austin the other day, and UT Texas, I think, is the biggest public university in the country now.
By the way, questions or comments for Clay or I on the topic we're discussing, and that is essentially managing
the boom,
the challenge,
right,
that is happening right now, managing the challenge of the oil boom in North Dakota, which is, it's an international story. I mean, it just is.
It is huge. The biggest story in the history of North Dakota. It's bigger than the Homestead Act. It's bigger than the railroads. It's bigger than the Dust Bowl. I mean, we are living through a world phenomenon now in North Dakota, and the world is coming here. That's really good, but it also brings things that are not quite in keeping with the historic heritage of North Dakota, that kind of small town, leave your doors open, neighborliness, no chaos. And it's hard for people to make this adjustment. We will make this adjustment, but it's difficult.
One of the things that early on, when I would hear people say, we need to slow this down, I would about have my head pop off, thinking, okay, we have something the rest of the country desperately needs, a growing economy, jobs. You know, I mean, there is no unemployment. Just saw a stat last week that said there are more, you know, jobs than there are unemployed people in North Dakota,
thousands,
right?
More than we have people to fill them, yeah.
You know, and of course, what's the rest of the country craving? And I happen to think, quite honestly, some of the stories that get the headlines, like the Watford City fella. I mean, I dug into that story a little bit. The guy came to town with $20 in his pocket. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster, right? And I think it says more about what's bad other places than necessarily what's bad here, because this poor fellow was desperate and probably opened a newspaper, saw an evening news report somewhere that said, hey, there's jobs in North Dakota. I'm going to North Dakota with pennies in his pocket. And you know what? You just shouldn't do that.
We don't want to fixate on these one-off anecdotal stories, but we do know that there's sex trafficking in North Dakota now, not just prostitution. Sex trafficking, which means kidnapping women from Bulgaria or Indian reservations and bringing them here. In other words, I don't want to focus on this little story or that little story or this incident. This will happen anywhere.
Yeah.
But let's look at the trends and the problems, and let's ask ourselves, what could we do as a people with this immense surplus and North Dakota know-all to face these questions in a responsible way? And I think I wouldn't slow it down necessarily, but I'd get on top of it. And I do think our state government's working, scrambling to get on top of it, but it's so big, it's like Katrina, it's hard to stay on top.
Yeah, and I must say, after taking a step back from initially bristling at the idea of slowing it down, you understand why some people think that way.
I would slow it down 10%, but how do you do it? Because there's a willing seller and a willing buyer. We've leased the state. You can't say to a mineral owner in Watford City, sorry, we're going to slow your development down.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like
we should have pre-zoned or pre-timed, but we didn't. And so now you can't step in and say, I'm sorry, you can't develop your property.
Yeah, I think the better approach is just to manage it and recognize the challenges that are created by it and get it. And, you know, it just things take time.
But in the last legislative session, the oil counties, as you know, felt they got much of what they needed, but not all of it. I think this round that's coming up, we need to say to them, tell us what you need. We'll find the money. And we, as I think you were saying off air, we should use the State Bank of North Dakota as one of the levers.
I really believe that. Yeah, I mean, in my view, the legislature has and will fund the needs.
Okay? Well, I think that's an open question. I hope they will. They will fund much of the needs.
Yeah, I mean, and again, like right now, people say, well, not enough's being done. Well, there's $1 billion unspent just in roads right now, right? You can't spend it fast enough. In other words, we just have a limited construction season, and that's again a logistics issue. It just takes time. So,
do you think we'll catch up? How soon? Do you think we'll catch up?
I think 3 to 5 years.
I'd say 5 to 7 years, and then we'll reach a steady state.
Yeah. Look, I spend a better part of the last 3 years in a bunk bed in Tioga, right? I go to Tioga now and stay at the Black Gold Suites, right? Or I stay in Stanley. Or there's apartment options. You know what I mean? That wasn't there.
The housing is beginning to catch up.
And everything. You know, I mean, some argue right now hotels have been overbuilt, right? We had Ron Ness on yesterday. Ron just returned with the conversations with all of the Bakken CEOs that he does, I think, every couple of years. And he told a story about the Halliburton folks saying, you know what, we don't want crew camps long term. We need people. First and foremost, we need people. And our people are going to be more productive if their families are there. So your number one need in North Dakota is housing. It's housing. And if you have housing, then there's options. Then, you know, somebody that's in the industry can move their family here and then realize the richness that North Dakota has to offer. And get what does that do, Clay? It builds better communities.
It could. I hope the people who come here will want to stay. Some of them will, I think. Not everyone can be a family. I mean, the nature of this work is such that you need some young men who are largely unattached to do this rough work. And I don't think the crew camps are necessarily a bad idea, because when the boom finally ends, those can be moved quickly.
I don't think they're a bad idea. I think they're a temporary solution.
Temporary, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think you just, it's part of the transition. It's part of getting to where we ultimately need to go.
I worry a little bit about the National Park and the Badlands, the special places that Wayne Stenger was pointing to.
How long has there been an oil well in Teddy Roosevelt National Park?
There's never been an oil well in the park, around it, of course. But the park is national park property. It can't have a well.
Yeah, where am I thinking of the wells that exist? Right on the edge?
They're around the perimeter or near the Elkhorn Ranch site. There are wells throughout.
Bully Pulpit Golf Course.
The National Forest Service is required by mandate to cooperate with energy development. It is a cooperative agency. I mean, so there are wells all over in the Badlands.
I think the Mandan Hidatsu folks, the three affiliated tribes, prime example. I mean, they revere Lake Sakakawea. There's oil and gas development happening all over there. As you no doubt are aware, there was a donut hole where development was happening all the way around that until there was a compact with Governor Hoven and then Governor Hoven and the tribe. And what's happened? Their debt's gone away. They've responsibly drilled. I think they've given the rest of the federal government a blueprint on how you can do this responsibly. And what's happened? Their debt's gone. And, you know, I mean, do the math on what our federal debt is and compare it to how much federal mineral rights there are and find places where you can do it responsibly on federal lands. I think it makes good sense. And I think North Dakota's provided a lot of examples of that.
Well, I don't think that the Obama administration has been anti-oil. I think that our public lands are open for oil development, and we've seen unprecedented development. I worry that it's a little too much for the Little Missouri River Valley, but that's neither here nor there. The protocols are in place. As to the tribes, I think I would want to listen to the elders of the tribes and see how they feel about this. It's certainly good economic development up on Fort Berthold.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of generational wealth for Native American families has been nothing short of extraordinary. And I tell you what, I'm amazed at the breadth of support for it in the Native American community. So I think, you know, again, I think there's a good example there where it can be done and done responsibly. On the other hand, I'm in your camp, Clay, and when I say that it's change. It's different. My little elevator pitch example is if I lived in Tioga, North Dakota, 7 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever, pick your time, right before this really took off. I could pour a cup of coffee, right, set it on the kitchen table, go get my mail, downtown Tioga, come back, my coffee's still hot, right? You can't do that anymore. On the other hand, my kids and my grandkids might actually be able to stay here. I might be able to see them more, right? I might have mineral rights. I might have some land I could sell. So there's trade-offs.
There are trade-offs, but...
And it's different, and that's not easy.
I want us to be able to have a civil conversation about loss. Great gain. No one can doubt that. But real loss, I mean, people who have lived in Williston all their lives, or Watford City, or Killdeer, that lovely little cattle town, suddenly look around and it's noise, and it's rudeness, and it's congestion, and there's crime that they've never seen before, and there are industrial accidents, and we can't just say, as I think I've heard you say, that that's just like dribbling a little toothpaste.
I never said that.
Yeah, I heard you saying that these spills are just like a little accident when you're brushing your teeth. That's not true. Some of them are small and insignificant. Some of them are pretty considerable. In the long run, there will be accidents, and we need to face that. We need to say,
sure,
on it. We need transparency in government. Every government agency should be transparent in telling us what's actually happening.
You cannot have this level of commerce and not have accidents. You'll never prevent them.
Of course.
No,
that's inevitable.
It's just a matter of context. More with our conversation with Clay Jenkinson after this time out. Folks, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Continue our conversation with Clay Jenkinson. We're going to call this little series. Got a name for you?
I don't know. I think the arena debate.
There you go.
The Theodore Roosevelt Arena, he said, it is not the critic who counts. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, to know the great devotions and the great enthusiasm. So let's call it the arena debate. Hennin versus Jenkinson, five cities in North Dakota, with a commitment to accuracy and civility, but not to pretend that it's a love fest, because there are honest disagreements that honest people can have about the future of the state.
I love it. Brent in Jamestown, question for our guest Clay Jenkinson. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to take my hat off to Clay to tell both sides of the story like journalism is meant to be. Because so many times the media wants to portray all the positive things, and they leave out the negative. And if there's no focus on some of the negative, it's going to get so out of hand, and before you get on it, it's too far gone. And I don't think we should let greed get into the way of any of this, because greed takes things down. Look at our federal government, our Wall Street people. Greed will destroy things. And me being in Jamestown, I haven't seen a lot of positive effects for the oil stuff. I used to like going out west hunting, and now I avoid going out there just because it's not the place it used to be, and I'm going to go out of state to go hunting now. And I think our government has no business drilling on government lands because it's owned by the people. Let the people decide if it wants to be drilled on or not, because we're the ones who pay for it. And if I want to go out there and enjoy that with my family, I don't want to look at an ugly well out in the park.
One of the first things you said kind of caught my attention, and that is that the media is cheerleading this. I don't know, you didn't use that term, but you, because I read the media, and I see way more. I don't see context in a lot of the print, and you know, the television media is kind of hard because it's always a snippet, it's a soundbite. But I see that, you know, the Watford City dumpster. Example, front page of the Bismarck, or the Bismarck Tribune.
This is your fourth reference to it in the last 25 minutes.
Well, it's just because I think it's a prime example, because the full context of the story wasn't necessarily there, and it's sort of in Lauren Donovan's view, I guess, the face of the boom.
No, she is a centrist. She is not a negative writer about the boom. She writes about every aspect of it.
I think that's in the eye of the beholder. But all I'm saying is I'm only curious, Brent, where you see rah-rah coming from the media. Can you give me an example of...
I don't get to do a lot of reading because I travel a lot, so a lot of it's by radio. And just your talk show and other talk shows that I hear around North Dakota, it's all about the positive stuff. And the only negative stuff that I'm hearing from is people who actually live there and are living it for coming and saying, you know what, it's not that great. And especially the people that don't have the greed interest of mineral rights and all that, say your retired people who have to live there and deal with this stuff, it's not a huge benefit for those people. And again, Clay, great job for telling both sides of the story, because nowadays the media is so one-sided in a lot of aspects, you don't get to hear the whole truth.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I want to say one thing about a person living in Jamestown or West Fargo. You are benefiting, of course. Your property taxes are coming down. The state has a surplus that's through the roof. We're able to fund higher education, K-12, as never before.
Businesses there are providing services out west.
Even some manager people are living in those communities, like Jamestown and Fargo and Grand Forks. I do understand the negative. You know, if you love, as I do, Scott, the open vistas, going out and hiking in western North Dakota and just looking at that empty, open, endless, marvelous landscape of buttes and creeks and coulees, when you don't see it anymore, there's a sense of loss. Now, that's a loss we have to accept, but we can do things to mitigate that loss.
There's also plenty of it still to see. There's a lot of great open spaces that remain in North Dakota. Have you been to the Triple T Ranch ever, south of Stanley?
Never.
Neat place where there is oil and gas development all around it, but enormous beauty. And yet I can look there and see a flare, and I can look there and see a derrick, right? But
you got to watch where you look. You're like a horse.
No, I don't consider it. You know,
it's not an eyesore.
Right. I don't think it is to me. But I mean, that's in the eye of the beholder.
If you're in Theodore Roosevelt National Park, as I am a lot, and you see flaring and well activities on the perimeter, that does damage your experience in a national park. You wouldn't see it from Yosemite. You wouldn't see it from Glacier. You wouldn't see it from Grand Teton. We allow it here because we have an insufficient commitment to that preservation of that place. Now, you can't stop somebody from developing their wells.
Yeah, that is property.
But you can place the rigs behind bluffs. You can put the roads in a particular spot. You can do a number of things that are not expensive, which can limit the noise and the view sheds and make them more pure.
You know, this view shed thing, my this is just a, you know, sort of a elementary view of it. To me, what I expect when I look into a Teddy Roosevelt National Park is to see that pristine, right? I don't know that I expect the same thing when I look out, because you draw the line somewhere.
Well, you draw the line somewhere, but you could easily have a series of voluntary protocols where the wells are carefully placed, the roads are carefully placed, the flaring would not be allowed within 1 or 2 miles. No, we do not. What happens is that Valerie Naylor of the park, the superintendent, will raise a question at the Industrial Commission. Then the companies call her, and they usually fly up representatives to meet with her, and usually they work out a cooperative deal.
Right.
We need more of that.
Right, exactly. I just heard one about EOG not long ago, that the Medora Foundation and EOG sat down and figured it out.
That's what we need.
Everybody was happy.
But
yeah.
You know what Mr. Madison said, James Madison, if men were angels, no government would be necessary.
Yeah, right.
So we do need some government protection.
Two other calls we got to get to before we let Clay go. Steve, southbound on I-29, listening on AM 1100. Go ahead, Steve. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, guys. I agree with virtually everything Clay's saying, you know.
Thank you.
In moderation. You're welcome. And in moderation. And if you look at what the land's been used for historically, for example, cattle grazing, and I don't know enough about it, and somebody that's in the business should call in and correct me, but federal lands have been available, as I understand it, to ranchers for grazing of cattle at reasonable price to way below market. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know all the prices. But if you look at part of the grassland that's been grazed, contrasting to, like, when you're hunting, contrasting to land that has not been grazed, the impact is significant. I have no problem with that. I'm a capitalist, and if somebody's business is putting weight on cattle, and if they eat the grass, they get heavier, I want to go buy the steak. I've got no problem with that. But to come to the conclusion that seeing the oil well is the first deprivation, you know, or the other key example in North Dakota, these wind farms, all the left-wing Save the Planet people are like, throw up these wind farms. I don't particularly dislike the way they look, but they have completely changed the landscape under the auspices of green energy. So we got to be careful that we don't demonize the flaring and the pumping and yet ignore the grazing and the wind. Am I wrong?
Well, let me just say about grazing, I am a big, big fan of heritage ranching in western North Dakota. And those ranchers in the Badlands know what they're doing. And by cooperating with the federal grazing protocols, we have created a very steady state grazing system out there. I agree that everything's an impact, but some impacts are obviously greater than others.
How about the windmills?
I'm not in favor of them. I mean, I know we need them. But they're a minor part of our energy.
There's certainly a bigger footprint from a punctuating the landscape than it would be a pump.
I don't like what they're doing to birds particularly, and I don't like to look at them. But I do understand that we need a potpourri, don't you agree, of energy solutions, not just oil, not just
coal. We need everything.
And so we do need some wind farms, but I don't particularly like them, but I accept them.
That's a reality here, too. There's also a national security element to this. Look what's happening in the Ukraine. That would be less possible, Ukraine, not the Ukraine. Sorry, I did it again, with more energy security here in the United States, and we're playing a part in that. Great conversation.
Let's have our debate. 5 debates.
Put them on the calendar.
In the arena.
We're on to it. All right, thanks, Clay. Clay Jenkinson, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Talking outdoors next. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This winter has been long, and it's been cold. And if you need a break and a little relaxation, I have the perfect prescription. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And listen to this deal. Now through the end of March, stay any Sunday through Thursday at Chase on the Lake. You'll get 2 nights and your choice of either a 4-hour snowmobile rental, if you want some more winter, or 2 spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Door Aveda Spa. There's the relaxation. There's the wind-down from one long winter. And that spa is amazing. Facials, pedicures, manicures, massages, they've got it all. And this whole deal is only $199. I kid you not. For 2 nights. Less than $100 a night. Plus, your choice, either a 4-hour snowmobile rental or the spa treatments. 2 of them. But you need to call to book your reservations right now. 888-CHASE-06. Hurry while they last. 888-CHASE-06.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th.
cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, a couple calls reacting to our conversation with Clay. We'll get to you there. And also, in just a moment, I'm going to chat with Brian Sullum, who has a wonderful organization called the Outdoor Adventure Foundation, which provides outdoor adventures to children and young adults with life-threatening illnesses, as well as to combat disabled veterans that have lost a limb or are wheelchair-bound. Can you think of anything better than that? Unbelievable. And they have a little fundraiser happening on Saturday, so we're going to tell you about that. Jim from Minot emails, Clay, thanks for being the voice of accuracy on our oil boom. You are a true statesman. And let's see here. Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Been waiting the longest here to weigh in. Go ahead, Brian. What's your thoughts today?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you doing?
Good. Say, I spent some time out in Minneapolis last week, and the one thing I would say is if you take a lot of these complaints about the what you'd call, I guess, growing pains out in the oil patch, take those people who are complaining about that and move their houses into downtown Minneapolis and see how they like it. It's business. I mean, the place is booming. There's an influx of people. You're not always going to get your way. I think Clay made some good points on this, but we can't just vilify these people who are going through these growing pains or trying to make changes. You know, it's just the difference between one place and the other. I mean, Jamestown isn't going to be the same as, you know, in the middle of the oil patch. And for people to be critical of that, number one, they don't even live in it. And if they just go out there to go hunting and stuff, I mean, I've done some work out there, and I can tell you it's not ideal, but it's better than some of the alternatives. I mean, I would much rather spend a week in the oil patch than two more days in Minneapolis.
Yeah, and again, I think it is relative. Is the traffic right now, if we were to be in the middle of Williston or Watford City or Stanley or Tioga, vastly different than it was 2, 3, 5 years ago? Absolutely, no question about it. However, Minneapolis's slowest day is not the Bakken's busiest day, right? Now, that doesn't mean life's great. It's just different, and I think change. We as North Dakotans, conservative lot, set aside the political meaning of conservative liberal, we don't like change, right? And so there's some change there, and I think to the extent, okay, a lot of traffic, what do? Build more roads. We are, right? We are. And so I think growing pains is a great way to describe this. I also think, I mean, things do change and do need to change, right? I mean, if we took North Dakota 100 years ago today versus today, vastly different, right? Well, they built a house there. There wasn't a house there before. I don't like a house. I don't want the house there anymore. You know, well, come on. So, you know, I think you can make the same argument about, oh, there's too many houses. because now it's different. But we sort of don't say that because, well, somebody lives there. That's a good thing. We want people to live here. Okay. Well, guess what? Every oil well is like a storefront opening on Main Street in your town. That's paying taxes so you can build more roads, build more schools, and they hire people so more people have jobs. That's a good thing. But there's a group of people, and I don't put Clay in this at all, but there's a group of people that just detest fossil fuel development. And so they try and use arguments. I think Daryl Dorgan maybe could be put in that category. He might be the next critic we'd have to have come on because, you know, the way he writes and talks is, you know, same thing. I think Daryl and some folks in the Dakota Resource Council, they just assume we go all green and utopian and go to some very different, you know, energy resource. And the president's that way. I think in truth, it was President Obama, then candidate Obama, who said, hey, here's what we'll do. We'll necessarily skyrocket electricity prices by bankrupting coal companies. Right? And why? So these other energy resources will be more prominent because we're going to put our thumb on the scale for them against that one. And critics like that, they're going to use all kinds of things, sex trafficking and dead birds in tar pits and anything they can to get to a bigger goal. That's what we need to be wary of. And I'll repeat, I don't put Clay in that category. I mean, I think he has views different than mine, and I think that we have legitimate differences, but I think there's things we agree on without question. I'm looking forward to the five-city debate he proposed as well. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call. Larry, driving here. Minot, let's get you in here before our guest as well. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're on, Larry. Take it away.
Oh, I apologize. No, it's Brian again. I'm driving from Minot. Just want to quickly comment again on you and Clay Boley, to both of you. And to your upcoming guest, Brian Boley, to you and what you guys are all doing, and you're being true North Dakotans, true Americans. You've got a sensibility about you, which everybody else should listen to. I'm going back in regarding the windmills and stuff you guys were just talking about. Again, my experience up in Canada. When I first went up there, they had 500 ducks laying on these yogurt ponds that are being created up in the tar sands that will not dry. And the whole country went wild with that about how endangerment of it. When you stop and look at and from Clay's point of view with the here in the U.S. with windmills, you're looking at 32,000 at a minimum 32,000 wild ducks and geese and wildlife being destroyed by these windmills. Not only to mention that, the additional birds of prey from the bald eagle to the hawks and so forth. So, you know, again, I want you guys, I've heard versus, you know, this thing coming up, it's going across the state, us versus, you know, this, you Scott versus Clay. Don't look at it as versus. Don't defend your end of the elephant. Let's focus on getting to the center of the elephant and continue the great work that you guys are doing. I really bully to you. Thank you very much to all of you.
Yeah, and I would challenge critics out there, just bring solutions to the arena. That's the answer. No question about it. Appreciate it, Brian. One more before our guest, Jerry and Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment as far as how Mr. Jenkins doesn't like looking out and seeing the oil wells when he's at the park. Well, if you don't like it, buy the land. I mean, my dad always said, if you don't like what your neighbor's doing, go over and make him an offer. Until you own that property, shut up, he said. It ain't yours. That's basically what I got to say. If you got the money to go buy it and stop somebody from doing what you don't like, then go buy it. Until then, let them own it.
Yeah, I would be in that camp as well. This is private property rights, pretty darn sacred. Although it's amazing how many people want to say what ought to happen on them, and then other rights they trump. Hey, I've got my rights. I got my right to this, that, and the other thing, but not when it comes to property. They have all kinds of ideas for you. As the property owner. Fair point, Jerry. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I guess we have one off-air call that came in earlier that Clay won't have a chance to respond to, but I can briefly. But go ahead and roll it.
I have a question for Scott and Clay. When it comes to North Dakota crime stats and the fact that they're going up, would either of you be comforted by the fact, if you were a victim of a violent crime, would you be comforted with the phrase per capita? Only politicians use that phrase to justify inaction.
Yeah, you know, again, I think per capita just puts it into context, right? So we can say crime is up in North Dakota, but crime isn't what it is in Minnesota by a long shot, right? So I think it's a perspective, it's context, it belongs a part of there, and it's a fair way to benchmark things city to city, town to town, county to county, whatever. And again, it's all relative. If I am Clay's parents in Dickinson, then guess what? I don't like the idea that I didn't previously feel like I had to lock my doors, and now I do. Why? Well, because more crime is happening there today 5 years ago than it was 5 years ago. Well, more of everything is happening in Dickinson than it was 5 years ago. And so at that point, you decide, okay, do I stay or do I go? Do I like more than I dislike? You know, those are the decisions we have to make, and I think the conversation we need to have. So this is a fun debate. I appreciate the discussion and all of your insights on it as well, and look forward to more conversations. And again, hold me to this. There's folks I disagree with. Particular call of Clay set me off with this litany of headlines that had been, you know, I knew about them. Everybody knew about them, and it was sort of like, oh, okay, this is the face of the boom. The face of the boom is not all negative. The face of the boom is not all positive. And to the extent we don't like what's happening, get in the arena and fix it. Anyway, enough on that for today. Let me bring in Brian Solem, who has a dream that is unfolding before his very eyes that changes lives. And that is this Outdoor Adventure Foundation, which has started here but is now spreading to states all across the United States. They are having a fundraising dinner banquet with great door prizes, silent live gun auctions, a 50-gun raffle, wildlife prints, hunting and fishing trips, and all kinds of fun for a great cause that helps to make dreams come true. Saturday, 5 to 10:30 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn Ballroom in Fargo. And Brian joins us now to tell us all about it. Brian, how are you?
I'm just great. Scott, thanks for having me on today.
Glad to have you on. What is the Outdoor Adventure Foundation?
Well, we provide hunting, fishing, and other outdoor adventures for youth that have been diagnosed with cancer and other life-threatening illnesses and diseases. And we also do it for combat disabled veterans that are in a wheelchair or lost a limb due to a combat duty injury. And that's what we do. We've got a lot of great people on board and all across the state, a great state of North Dakota here, and through the Midwest with a chapter in Minnesota and South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa. And growing. We're in a dozen states here now, and it's just a great thing. So a lot of great people coming on board. Our banquet here on Saturday night at the Hilton's a big event. It's we got a great dinner. The doors open at 5, and we have steak and pheasant for dinner. And a lot of fun things, a lot of door prizes, and a big general raffle and live and silent auction of great things, hunting and fishing trips and outdoor stuff of all kinds.
You have a 50-gun raffle that caught my attention. Are any of those 1,000 tickets left?
Yeah. Well, we're down to our goal is to sell. We've got about 300 left. We only printed 1,000. And so we're encouraging anybody to call or pick them up. There's tickets at Shields All Sports in Fargo at the gun department. And they can call us directly, and I'll give you that phone number for Mike. He's our guy that takes care of the gun raffle, and it's Mike Feener, and his cell phone number is 701-388-1839. Now, on our gun, our 50-gun raffle, that's a 1 in 20 chance of winning, and they're $40, and we're going to draw for those the morning after the banquet on this Sunday morning. We're going to draw at 10:30 at the Hilton, and you don't need to be present to win. So people can call into that number, get a ticket from Mike, or they can stop by Shields All Sports Gun Department and buy tickets, and also for our banquet event, too. So we certainly encourage anybody. We still have a few tickets available for that. So it's a big event. It's a lot of fun.
What's not to love about a 50-gun raffle, folks? 701-277-5900 is their main telephone number. He just gave you Mike's direct cell phone number if you want to buy one of those today. 701-388-1839. Or in Fargo at Shields All Sports Gun Department there. You can find them online at OutdoorAdventureFoundation.org. When we come back, Brian, tell me a couple stories about the folks that you helped and the hunts you put together. I want to hear more about that when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weeple on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Why do farmers do what they do? That's the question we ask. You ask specific questions, and we get you answers here, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. In fact, someone called the other day and said, hey, I want to know, why do farmers raise show animals? Isn't that cruel? So we found Daryl, a farmer from Douglas, to answer the question. Here it is.
Farmers participate in raising show animals for various reasons. One of them is give us the ability to go out to stock shows, fairs, and festivals and carry on a dialogue with the general public that attend those events. Quite to the contrary, show animals are very well cared for. by many family farmers throughout the United States and by many 4-H and FFA members across the United States. That is probably more importantly the reason that we do it, is to get that next generation involved as they develop those responsibilities and life skills that are required in caring for livestock and learning the proper way to care for them. But after all, the youth is the number one thing that we raise out on these farms. They are the future leaders for our communities and our nation.
Good point. Remember the youth. Why do farmers do what they do? You can ask your questions by going to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. There's a Contact Us link. You click on that, send us your questions. We'll find a producer that'll answer the question for you right here on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home, online at ndfb.org. One of my favorite things about Farm Bureau membership, the discounts you get, even on new cars. In the market for a new vehicle, Farm Bureau can help, and a growing list of things, actually, that you can save a few bucks on. So check that out at NDFB. Membership has its privileges for sure. We're also brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. The growers I'm hearing from say, you know what, I don't worry about complex, clunky, costly sprayers anymore because I've got the 2014 Apache. With the patented technology and the world-leading innovation, rare, constant, you can depend on. Legendary mechanical drive on that Apache continues to be the linchpin of the dependability and the profitability. The owners we talk to, they don't worry about costly repairs and complicated routine maintenance. 5-year warranty. They also know how the lost cost of ownership and the high resale value. So a lower cost of ownership, a higher resale value leads to maximum return on the investment. And, of course, there's all kinds of state-of-the-art field computer options by Raven and Trimble. Less time in the field, more time with family. And the 5-year warranty, lowest total cost of ownership of any self-propelled sprayer on the market, gives you a lot to love. And an extended second-year bumper-to-bumper warranty available for the 2014s, too. Stop and see them and find out all about it. Your Apache sprayer dealer is High Plains Apache in Frontier and in Mandan. All right, finishing our conversation now with Brian Solom from the Outdoor Adventure Foundation. They are sponsoring a wonderful event this weekend, Saturday, fundraiser for the good work they do all year long at the Outdoor Adventure Foundation. This is in North Dakota. It started in North Dakota, but it's spread to all these other states. Tell me a couple of stories about some of the interaction you've had and the fund you've provided for children and young adults with life-threatening illnesses in their family, or combat disabled vets that have lost a limb or a wheelchair or are wheelchair bound. Brian, tell us a little bit about, you know, what happens in one of these hunts.
Yep, sure. Well, you know, every year we do a couple of bull elk hunts for kids and veterans. And last year we had a young girl from, we do a mule deer hunt in Montana every year on a private ranch for one of our recipients. And last year it was a young girl from named Mandy Nelson from Bismarck. And she shoots a real tremendous mule deer buck, as we do almost every year on that ranch. And we videoed it for outdoor television. We're going to start to have our own show in the near future, not too distant future here, on one of the outdoor programs here coming up. And, you know, we do deer hunts, whitetail. Also, we had a number of kids that did muzzleload hunts this year. One of them, Scott, we were in northern Minnesota, and it was for a local, for a Minnesota kid from Pelican Rapids. And he's 18, I think, and it was 20 below zero. And it made for some pretty good video. Of course, we were in a heated stand, you know, hunting. And it was pretty cool. But so we do big game hunts of all types. We have an annual group pheasant hunt in South Dakota that is quite fun. And, you know, we got so many great people on board. Ron Shera, we actually have Bud Grant. We have a banquet in Minnesota at the Minneapolis Marriott Northwest here on the 22nd, our Minnesota chapter. And we got Bud Grant coming and Ron Shera. I think Jack Morris is coming from the Minnesota Twins, and Bob Lassard, the Lassard Heritage Fund over there, and just a lot of great people. But it grows for us all the time, and we make some big hunting and fishing dreams come true, you know, for the big game stuff. And then our group fishing trips, we do some big groups up to Lake of the Woods in the summer. We had a smaller group up there just ice fishing here recently, last weekend, in fact. And Woodland Resort and Devil's Lake, we do groups there, fishing there with Kyle and Blanchard there and the crew at Woodland Resort, and a lot of great things, Scott. So we just have a lot of great things to keep kids in the outdoors and stuff to look forward to and memories for the families. And when we do these hunts, it's a real outdoor and a bonding experience, you know, for everybody, and it's rewarding for all of us, you know.
One more plug for a way folks can help pick up one of these raffle tickets or attend the fundraiser on Saturday. Give us the details quickly.
Okay, well, it's Saturday night. The doors open at 5. We're having steak and pheasant for dinner, and it's followed by live silent auction and raffles and door prizes. And then we've got our 50-gun raffle, and they can call us at 701-388-1839.
Only 40 bucks, folks. More details online at outdooradventurefoundation.org on the raffle, on the fundraiser, and all the good work they do with the Outdoor Adventure Foundation. Thanks, Brian. Thank you, listeners. See you tomorrow. God bless you.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years, have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.